Welcome to the cinematic dungeon. I guess I really should make that like kind of echoey, like I'm actually in a dungeon. I might try to do that. If you're listening to this and it isn't echoey, then obviously I haven't been able to make it echoey, but it should be echoey, shouldn't it? Hi, welcome to the cinematic dungeon. It should be echoey, shouldn't it? All right. Anyway, I'm digressing. Welcome to the first episode of Cinematic Dungeon. My name is Stephen, and I am going to be your host as we go through some of the best and worst B movies of all time. Now, some of these B movies are going to be very good. There are a lot of very good B movies out there, a lot of cult classics out there. There are also an equal number, if not more, that didn't quite make the mark and were actually quite bad. And then, of course, there's that other category of ones where you just think to yourself, how on earth did they get the money and the equipment to make this movie? So this is what we're going to be doing. I'm going to be showing you, I'm not going to be showing you, I'm going to be telling you about a new B movie, and along the way I'm going to be giving you some details on it and things like that, and giving you my opinion on whether I think it's a good movie or not. And then I will decide whether it goes into the cinematic dungeon or not. If it's a bad movie, if it's that bad that I can't watch it, or if it's just a really, really bad movie, then it will enter the cinematic dungeon from where it will never return. But if it's a good movie and I think that it's something you might enjoy, then it will be let out of the cinematic dungeon, free to be seen by the world over. And that's pretty much how this is going to work. I hope you're going to help me, of course, with this. I want to have your feedback on if you've watched any of the movies I'm going to be talking about, whether you like them or not. And if you did, then that's fantastic. If you didn't, then, that's fine. We are going to differ on a few things here. I'm sure there are going to be movies out there that I'm going to like that viewers won't or listeners won't, and vice versa. But this is all about participation. So if you have any memories of a particular movie that you want me to cover, then please let me know. It has to be a B movie, and it has to be one of those that I can get hold of easily, not one of those that's been lost to time and there's nowhere to be found, if you know what I mean. Today is the first episode, and today I'm going to be talking about Sharknado. Now, this has spawned a number of sequels since it first came out, and it's one of those movies that the premise of it does seem really far-fetched. In fact, I'm going to be reading you the description from the IMDb database so that you can get an idea of what they say this movie is going to be about. Okay, so on IMDb it says, Sharknado, which came out in 2013, when a freak hurricane swamps Los Angeles, nature's deadliest killer rules sea, land, and air as thousands of sharks terrorize the waterlogged city. Well, that is pretty much what it is, actually. That is pretty much what it is. And it actually sounds like it's going to be a really good movie. And I have to say, it isn't that bad. It might sound bad, and if you haven't seen Sharknado before, I recommend you do watch it actually, because it's going to be one of those movies that, although it seems like it's going to be absolutely bonkers, it does actually have some good points in it. Now, of course, in the movies, and some of these actors moved across to the other sequels as they went along, some of them dropped in and out, things like this. But in this first movie that was made in 2013, you've got Tara Reid, who was April Wexler, Ian Ziering as Finn Shepherd, Cassie Schrebo. Schrebo as Nova Clark. David Hasselhoff, the Hoff, is in this movie. That's got to make it something, hasn't it? John Hurd, of course, is George in this movie. If you don't know who John Hurd is, he was the father in Home Alone. So, yep, John Hurd. You've got Mark McGrath as well, and Maisla Lucia. So all of those people are in the film. Some of those you might not have heard of, some of those you will. And this is what's going to happen as well during the B movies as well, especially the older ones. You're going to see, or rather you're going to hear about early actors that now are big and famous. They're rich, they've got everything, they're really well-known stars. They obviously had to cut their teeth somewhere, and sometimes you're going to come across a B movie that's going to have one of these actors well back in the day, looking young and fresh-faced, first time they've entered the world of cinema. So you're going to come across a few well-known faces and names as you go along as well, if you watch these movies. But we're going to go on to Sharknado, and this is, as I said before, this is one of those movies that on paper looks a bit odd, but the fact that it spawned so many sequels means that there was obviously a demand out there, and I think that there is and was at the time. So as the synopsis said, a tornado comes along and it sweeps up all lots of things from the sea, sharks in particular, and basically sends them around LA, and so they land with the there's rain coming down, things are starting to flood, and they land on people and they start to eat people as they land. So you know, you're getting hit not only by a a couple of ton shark, but then that thing will eat you as well, which is, you know, that's a really bad day, isn't it? So you know, you're getting these sharks falling out of the air, and basically what the movie is, it's a group of these people led by Ian Ziering, who goes along and tries to make sure that all these sharks go back into the sea and that people are managed to keep safe as much as possible. But of course it's a horror movie, or it's a disaster movie, so there's going to be a lot of people getting killed, a lot of people getting eaten, and it's how they deal with that situation. And it kind of looks like a series of set pieces, and even though it does flow quite well. The script isn't fantastic, you know, it's not the best B-movie script you're ever going to hear, but it's not that bad. It's not as bad as some you can mention, I would say. So you've got these group of people, and they're trying to, you know, help people, trying to figure out what's going on and where these sharks are coming from and whether they can get them back into the sea. And of course, along the way, they're encountering sharks that are coming out of the sky, and they're either attacking them or they're trying to get into somewhere where they are. And it's how they battle these sharks and how they find their way to safety and solve the problem of how to get the sharks back into the sea and away from Los Angeles. It's quite a good movie. As I said before, it's got quite a lot of depth to it, and the acting is pretty good. I'm not going to say this is David Hasselhoff's best acting of his career, but it's pretty good. I mean, it's probably on a par with Knight Rider if you're going to be looking at it in that sense. But Kit's nowhere to be seen. You haven't got Kit in this. But it is David Hasselhoff playing David Hasselhoff. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that is pretty much what it is. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger plays Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's the same sort of thing. You've got David Hasselhoff, you're going to get David Hasselhoff. But it is a good movie. It is actually a lot better than you might think it's going to be. And I hope that you are going to be at least going along and taking a look at it, because it's one of those that is going to pique your interest. Having said that, the sequels, possibly not. And I'm going to be going through some of the sequels later on in the series here on the podcast, so keep an eye out for those when I do the sequels to Sharknado. But some of them didn't quite hit on all cylinders the way that the first one did. But definitely check it out. It's one of those shark disaster movies that has a little bit of difference sprinkled on it, and that is how they can get sharks into areas where you wouldn't normally expect to see them. And it actually does work quite well. I hope that you've enjoyed this first review of my first B-movie on Cinematic Dungeon. Will it enter the dungeon or will it get released? Well, I think this is one of those movies that shouldn't go into the dungeon. It should be released into the wider population and allow people to see it as and when they want to. So if you're struggling for a movie to watch tonight or in the next couple of days over the bank holiday weekend, then I would recommend you have a look at Sharknado. Thank you for joining me. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. You can get hold of me on social media and places like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which are all going to be set up, so you can get hold of me on there. And if you have any ideas, if you love the movie, please let me know. You can tell me on the Instagram, on social media. If you hate it, again, I would love to hear your opinions. Are, you know, your opinions, they're worth sharing. So if you love the movie, let me know. If you hated it, I'd love to hear your views on why you hated it. Thank you for joining me. I hope you're going to join me for the next episode as well. Until then, bye-bye.